time for the Susan Taylor Podcast, where we discuss the yoga of mind, medicine, and healing. Author of Feeling Good Matters, Sexual Radiance, and the Vital Energy Program, Dr. Taylor imparts authentic knowledge and practical tools that inspire, educate, and empower us to be a healing force for positive change. So join us and take your life and our planet to the next level.
Hello and welcome to episode 34, Build a Foundation for Inner Resilience. Today more than ever, we're plagued with the fear and self-doubt that's driving our resilience into a downward spiral. We have fast-paced society being out of touch with the natural surroundings. We're not even in nature anymore, working from our thinking mind and not our intellectual or intuitive mind. And we're spending billions of dollars trying to stay healthy and happy, but somehow we're falling short. What's the cause of this reality? Today, I'd like to discuss a topic of resilience from a perspective of working with the healing force, our life force. I've spent decades studying this from all aspects because to be resilient means that we have the energy and resources to live a life of prosperity and freedom. Everyone wants resilience. People are asking now for me to come in and do some trainings on resilience. But do we really know the framework that supports having a resilient life? It's really not an outer skill set, it's an inner skill set. So let's begin with a foundation for resilience and give some practical solutions for you to get started. You know, I like to think of myself as a pioneer in the field of what I term nutritional energetics, where we look at the subtle energies of the foods we take in the physical form, as well as the subtle impressions that we take in with our mind. You know, we devitalize our mind, body, and spirit from lack of nourishment. When I use the phrase of nourishment, I'm speaking about lack of nourishment. And as I just mentioned, not only from our eating habits of poor foods that we choose, or we think we have this optimal food diet because we're following some diet, but really we're not. We're not looking at all aspects of food, and food meaning in a physical way of what we take in our kitchen, as well as what we're taking in through our other sensory organs, whether what we listen to, what we watch on television, if we're out in social media all day, what are we really feeding ourselves? And as I said, we also nourish ourselves with how we think and behave, what our actions are on a daily basis. As humans, we know we eat anything from fresh foods to synthetic compounds, not paying attention to the subtle vibration that these foods, these vibrations have on our the habit of our mind. You know, what's happening? How is our mind thinking because of this? And that, again, is reflected in our body. Remember, the body and mind are one. We also entertain our minds, as I mentioned, with activities that actually deactivate our vital energy and over time diminish the storage of our reserves. So our resilience factor goes down. Remember, the body and mind are one, so that what goes on with one will ripple its effect on the other. Let's take a look at some foundation principles, which you've heard me discuss before, and this time we're going to apply them with regard to resilience. When we look at three components for building a foundation for resilience, we should look at the nature of our energy. We always have to come back to the healing force, the nature of our energy. Because after all, resilience is based on energy. How to access it, how to keep it. Let's take a look at the fundamental principles of how we can harness our healing force, our energy that we use that builds our resilience. First, we have to seal the leaks. Many of us go running around trying to get energy only to find out that we're still tired and fatigued. What we need to do is access or even access our energy field first, but then assess why the energy that we have collected is not there. Where did it go? We're still fatigued despite eating food, taking the best vitamins, taking walks in the park. Why are we still fatigued? We all know that if we feel tired and run down, that our energy is depleted. That's a fact. And we know that intuitively, if we don't know it other than being intuitive, we just know that when our energy is depleted, we feel run down and fatigued. what causes energy depletion is having more output than input, or what's coming in is not being assimilated correctly, digested correctly. But that's not that simple to identify if we're just looking at what we eat. We leak our energy from stress, thinking too much, worrying, anger, irritation, fear, and any emotion that causes our mind to go astray, perhaps feeling threatened. If we continue to leak our energy and not seal the leaks, we'll keep wasting our energy until we're depleted and become out of balance. Out of balance, we are in low, we're in the low resilience quotient, and we're open to discomfort as well as disease. So the first place for us to get started is to identify where we're draining our energy. As we discussed in an earlier podcast, Preventing Burnout, we know that it requires that we identify the problem and then repair what's damaged. Always remember, you need to acknowledge, become aware of where we're leaking our energy. Once we become aware, then we can root up the cause and then heal or repair wherever damage has been. If you keep a journal, start to record when you feel great and perhaps when you feel drained. And over time, you'll begin to notice a pattern that repeats itself, and the habits that drain you will actually reveal themselves. Next, build a reserve. Once we seal our leaks, then we can build a reserve of energy. Only with positive habits going in the direction or having to health and wellness can we start building our reserves. Having a healthy brain is the root of being resilient. We know that. And when we focus our energy, focus our mind, right? Because the energy of our mind is the essence of life. Our vital energy reserves become concentrated and life-sustaining. Our resilience factor goes up. What and how we feed our brain by way of food, nutrients, activities, thoughts, determine how fast we can build our reserve and how strong our reserve will become. Focus creates resilience, just due to the simple fact that when our mind is focused, that means collected and contained, its energy is collected and contained, it's not leaking energy while being astray. Thinking about something else takes our energy and scatters it. Just keep that in mind. And the third component to building a foundation is to maintain flow. Vibration is the key to life, and vibration implies the movement of energy. Our resilience quotient or factor, however you want to term it, is determined not only how well we flow through life, but how well our human organism maintains that flow. If we look at heart disease, for example, it's the number one killer, and it takes us somewhere where we stop the flow, right? The heart stops. The flow stops. The heart is literally our seat of feelings and where our emotions percolate. You've heard many say, open your heart, love, have compassion. This isn't so easy because we have stored sadness, past worries of the future. By learning to focus our mind, we learn to contain that energy field and determine what it is we want to let in and keep in our heart. And we want the love and compassion, positive emotions. Working with the first two principles, we talked about sealing the leak, building a foundation. We need to then understand and embrace how we begin the flow and bring our flow back to life. Keep in mind, energy needs space to move, so stagnant energy creates disease and lower resilience. To have flow in life, we need to create space, as you've heard me mention before. In other words, we need to let go of what are the happenings and feelings that caused the obstruction of flow of energy. We practice this by following cleansing principles for the body and mind, and working with cleansing practices coupled with a nourishing diet, we begin to see progress. A practical approach to building inner resilience then would be to remain calm, consciously aware, living in the moment. In essence, when you're aware, you're able to assess your situation. You find where your energy is leaking. Then you can build a reserve of energy. You can do this by having one or two freshly prepared meals per day, because the body does need nutrients to be nourished. Freshly prepared food holds the vitality of the molecules that you're ingesting. When food is stale and dead, it doesn't supply vitality to the cells. And maintain your flow by practicing letting go of what you don't need and what you need to support your best intentions. Incorporating meditation, the focused awareness practice that I've been teaching in the Master Course, into your life, you will see changes very soon. Meditation is the best medicine when combined with meditative lifestyle of good food, family, and friends. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. And if you'd like to be notified weekly for new podcasts, please subscribe. The Susan Taylor Podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Also, you can tune in on susantaylor.org, where you can click on the podcast to subscribe. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please come. Send us an email and let us know what you'd like to hear, or questions, or anything, even feedback on this podcast. And thank you for listening. Remember, the Susan Taylor Podcast does come out every week. And until next time, remain calm.